Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the moment you learn you're pregnant, you're encouraged to stay healthy by eating right and working out. Prenatal yoga is one type of exercise that increases your strength and flexibility, even as your body experiences dramatic changes. I'm Jolie Cash, founder of Nature's Whisper School of Yoga, the home of Hot Mama Yoga. Today, we'll learn how prenatal yoga can help your mind, body, and spirit throughout the next 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, episode 37.
Is that a plus sign?
Pink or blue?
Hospital or home birth?
What type of food should I be eating?
I think I just peed myself.
I'm pregnant and I have to exercise.
What pregnancy glow?
Wait, was that a contraction?
Gotta make these pants fit.
I've got kinkles.
What do you mean there's more than one?
You've got the symptoms and now you've got the support you need for a happy 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way. Welcome to Preggy Pals, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. I'm your host, Sunny Galt. Have you heard about the Preggy Pals Club? This is our exclusive membership club for all of our loyal listeners. You get all of our archived episodes, plus bonus material after every new show, and special giveaways and discounts. Visit our website, PreggyPals.com, for more information. And today, we are announcing our new partnership with Pregnancy Magazine. Pregnancy Magazine has been a trusted source for pregnancy information for years, and now you can get a free one-year subscription when you become a member of the Preggy Pals Club. You can visit our website for more information and check out the latest issue of Pregnancy Magazine to see our full-page ad. Okay, so let's introduce our panelists here in the studio. As you guys know, we're talking about prenatal yoga today. And so some of our panelists are pregnant. Actually, we have one panelist that's pregnant and two panelists that had their babies but have experience with prenatal yoga. So let's toss it to our token pregnant mama, Rachel.
My name is Rachel Adams Gonzalez. I am a product consultant for doTERRA Essential Oils. I am 29 and I am due, well, I'm 27 weeks now. I'm due at the beginning of April and I have a son who is going to be 3 in a few months and we are planning a home birth.
Okay. And any experience with prenatal yoga?
I did do prenatal yoga when I was pregnant with my son. Okay. This time, I've had a hard time finding time to do it. Okay. My husband travels quite a bit, so I haven't been able to find somebody to watch my child so that I can do it, other than the little bit at home I do before I go to bed.
Okay, nice. Okay.
My name is Marita Escuela. I'm 31. I stay home with my youngest one. He's Aiden. He is almost 7 months, and I have an older one that's 12.
Okay, and joining us over the phone is Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. She has been a panelist on our show in the past. So hello, Christine.
Hi there. Yes, so let's see, I guess I should tell you, I just recently had my birthday, so now I'm the big 41.
Congratulations. So,
right now, yeah. Staying, I'm a stay-at-home mom right now. My baby girl, she was just born 2 months ago as an unmedicated VBAC. And then I also have twin identical girls who are 3 years old, and they love their baby sister.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you guys for joining us today. Okay, we are going to kick off today's show with some unbelievable pregnancy headlines making rounds around the internet. And I love this one. You guys have probably seen it. There is a baby photo that is going viral. There's a couple. I believe they're out of Arizona. Yeah, Phoenix, I believe. And the mom is a photographer. She had to have a scheduled C-section. I believe she has 3 other kids, but this wasn't her first pregnancy. And her husband snapped this photo of their baby, a little girl who they've since named Nevaeh, which is heaven backwards, reaching out to the doctor as he's pulling the baby out from surgery. And the headline is, "Most polite baby ever
shakes doctor's hand from womb, the bar has been set, folks. Oh, which I thought was so cute. This is from Yahoo Shine. Yeah, such a cute photo. It's kind of getting mixed reviews, but I think most people really like it. What do you think, Rachel?
Yeah, I think it's, it's a really beautiful photo, but my son actually grabbed the midwife's hand when he was coming out because his arm came out. So it just reminded me of his birth. Yeah.
And you had a vaginal birth.
I did. I had an unmedicated water birth.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's really cool. Jolie, what do you think?
I think it's amazing because it shows how babies, even from the very beginning stages, need touch.
Yeah.
And so it really does give proof to skin on skin and baby wearing that the baby actually right away was like, I want to touch you.
Yeah.
I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
When I first saw the picture, I actually had a little tear I had two C-sections. They were both emergency C-sections. And, it's a different type of birth.
It is.
And it kind of just gives, that feeling that every birth is different and every baby, like Jolie said, needs touch and needs love. And that's why they came here, is for us to care for them.
Yeah.
And whether you're a doctor, you're a caregiver, you're a parent, every kid needs that, special care. And so it kind of gives it that sense of, I'm here, take care of me. And in return, of course, we wish that our kids would take care of us when we're older.
That's the plan, right?
Yes.
Christine, what do you think about the photo?
I have to say, when I saw it, I go, wow. It shows that the babies have such a consciousness and awareness of, the outside world and, what's going on around them. And, I have to say, since I have twins, especially, I'm always interested in how they're learning, they know about each other inside the womb and have this kind of, awareness. So to me, it's just like, wow, these babies, they're not just little, blobs. They already have, these personalities and awareness, and they want, like others have said, it's like they want to bond, with us. So yeah, it's just, it's amazing. It really amazes me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll post the picture on our website if you guys want to check out the link. And of course, if you want more great pregnancy headlines, you can visit the Preggy Pals Pinterest board. Thank you, ladies, for the conversation. Today, we are launching a new series here on Preggy Pals, focusing on prenatal exercises. And in today's episode, we're learning all about prenatal yoga. Jolie Cash is a prenatal yoga instructor. She's also the founder of Nature's Whisper School of Yoga here in San Diego. Jolie, welcome to Preggy Pals.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have a little baby here in the studio. So if you hear him, that's totally fine. He was eaten a little earlier. And so he's going to be joining us for our conversation. Okay, so Jolie, let's dive in here. How does prenatal yoga differ from regular yoga?
There's not much difference in the yoga practice itself, except that the way that the women come to it is emotionally a lot different. And then there is a lot of difference in the way that we move the body, because there's certain things that you can't do.
Okay.
There's a lot of contraindications that, things like twist and laying on your belly, some pretty basic, simple ones.
Right.
But there's a big, big difference, which I'd like to get into maybe a little bit later, as far as pelvic stabilities that you're not going to find in a regular yoga class.
Okay. Okay. And do you modify it at all for the individual students? Because as you know, when we go through pregnancy, sometimes some women are a little more flexible or they can do some other things, whereas other women may not be able to do so.
In all yoga practices, you're going to modify.
Okay.
And so we absolutely do modify. And then with pregnancy, there's the hormone relaxin, which comes in to actually help with birth. So that is a really big factor in prenatal yoga, because somebody that comes in is like, oh, I'm not very flexible. I don't think that I can do yoga very well, which is really, everybody can do yoga really well. But when they do come in, they think, oh, I'm not really flexible. And then all of a sudden they bend over and they're like, woo, I'm very flexible today. Like, what's happening? And it's from relaxing in the body. So we do actually have women back off more than we have them work into their flexibility.
Okay. And I know you're the home of Hot Mama Yoga.
Yes.
So tell me about that. What is that?
Yeah. Hot Mama Yoga came about kind of in a funny way, because I've been teaching prenatal yoga and I thought, we need something that's going to really get people interested. Because when you come to a prenatal yoga class, a lot of women thought, prenatal is really boring, because they kind of just sit there and look over their shoulder and breathe.
Yeah.
And then come to center and breathe. And the equivalent of birth, they say, is like running a marathon.
Right.
And so you're not going to just learn your breathing techniques if you're going to go run a marathon. You're going to train your body, and you're going to get ready for it, and you're going to strengthen your legs, and you're going to strengthen parts of your body that you wouldn't ever imagine. Like, I remember my sister saying that her arms hurt after birth, and I thought, your arms? Why do your arms hurt?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have the strength in her arms to really use them to pull against whatever she was pulling against, whether it was her partner or the bed, to birth her baby.
Yeah. So in the classes, do you focus more on the muscles that women would be using in labor and delivery?
We do a lot of focus in Hot Mama Yoga on pelvic stability. And so we're focusing on ligaments quite a bit because your ligaments are very soft. And so we're focusing on the muscles around the pelvis.
Okay.
Two things that I think set Hot Mama Yoga apart from any other prenatal class, and that is what I'm talking about, pelvic stability. So we focus on the muscles that are going to keep the pelvis stable when the ligaments get soft, because especially after birth, they're going to need those muscles to be strong.
Right.
Because as you know, after birth, the pelvis needs to come back into play where it's used to being. And so those muscles need to be strong to hold that while the ligaments come back into their positioning as well. The second thing I think that sets Hot Mama Yoga apart from prenatal yoga is that we work with sound. In yoga, there's a main energy channel in the body called the sushumna, and it runs from the perineum or the root of the body to the crown of the head. And so in that energy center in the body, we work on bringing that alive with a pregnant woman. You hear women say in birth all the time, oh, I felt like a wild animal and I wanted to roar. Or they did roar and they were like, oh my gosh, I just roared. Like, whoa. You know, when they're birthing, these sounds come out of them. And so I like them to be comfortable with that, because I've heard women in the hospital say like, oh, I can't, I have to be quiet. You know, well, you don't have to be quiet. That's actually activating your body to help the pelvis open. So the perineum is connected to the palate. So if you can get those sounds to come out, then the pelvis is going to be a lot more energetically willing to open. So we work a lot with sound.
Okay. Well, I want to get some feedback from the panelists here in the studio to talk a little bit more about your experience with prenatal yoga. Rachel, I know that you have done this in the past. So what was your experience with prenatal yoga?
My experience was more a little bit what you're not doing, it sounds like, just the like breathing and whatever and relaxation. And I really appreciated that it made me take the time to think about birth and being pregnant and my baby and how my life was changing for that moment that everything else had to go away. But I don't think that the prenatal yoga that I did a few years ago physically prepared me for birth.
Well, and not to be mistaken that in the Hot Mama Yoga classes, we most definitely go inward. There's a lot of meditation. There's a lot of visualization. There's a ton of breath. And one of the things I tell women in their birth experience, or as they're, you know, planning their birth experience, is don't get attached to your breath. You know, you'll be told to breathe certain ways in birth preparation classes. I'll teach you certain ways to breathe in yoga, but not to be attached to that certain breath, and that to really come into their own breath. And when they're birthing, have that be what they're experiencing, is their breath. So we do a lot of that. I mean, there's a lot of meditation. There's a lot of stillness. We have affirmations, you know.
Right. Christine, why don't you share a little bit about your experience with prenatal yoga?
Sure, absolutely. So with my twin pregnancy, the hospital where I delivered did offer quite a few classes, including the prenatal yoga. And I thought, okay, you know, and I'll do that. So I did it, I think it was probably like, you know, 10, 12 sessions. And I think for me, you know, the biggest benefit was just keeping me really, I say balanced throughout the pregnancy. I mean, with the twin pregnancy, it's, you know, I just felt really large and, you know, things got pretty uncomfortable towards the end. But I think for me the prenatal yoga helped me to stay balanced and also just really aware of my body. And I think that helped within, you know, the birth experience. It just, you know, helping me be aware of my position, my posture, so that when I did an unmedicated labor with my twins as well, so I could, you know, just really think about, okay, am I sitting up? Am I opening my pelvis? And, you know, be aware of that. And, you know, and also mentioning kind of the verbal, the sound of labor. And, you know I definitely was really, you know, loud and, you know, using those very deep guttural, you know, like I'm using, you know, like belly breathing and really low roaring, a lot of that. So I could totally relate to that. And I think it just helped, you know, kind of get into that just, I mean, we didn't do exercises, but I'll just say I think I would have liked to have done more because that was definitely part of my birth experience.
I feel like women come to their birth, not so much now, but in the past few years, less empowered than we really are capable of. And mm-hmm. so I'm so happy to see that women are becoming more empowered in their birth. They're getting themselves more educated. They're doing more practices. And so when she says she uses those sounds, it makes me feel really great because she was really comfortable and felt empowered to do that. A lot of women will hold that in their birth experience because they feel like they're doing something they shouldn't. And so that's really where it came from. You know, I know women make these sounds on their own. I've been a doula for years. They do it on their own, whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
My vision is to get them comfortable with it.
Okay.
So, and to see the women in class, you know, open their mouth halfway and make a sound, look around like, is anyone watching me? Imagine if their yoni was opening, you know, their body was opening to birth a baby and they were having to think like that. They wouldn't be as uninhibited.
Right. Jolie, it would be so interesting to be a fly on the wall when these women are in there doing, or maybe even a neighbor. Do you have any close neighbor businesses here?
We have.
What is going on in there?
I see, because I stand by the window sometimes. I see people looking up like, what are they doing? You know, interesting about the husband factor. I encourage women to bring their partners to class. And when we do this, I have them turn to face each other to get the partner comfortable with it. And I do encourage them to go home and teach their partners how to do the sounds with them.
Okay.
Because it really can. When a woman loses her focus in birth, the sounds that they learn in prenatal, the partner can actually bring them back into it by keeping the sound going.
Right.
Even when she has to take a breath and the partner stays with the sound, it can bring them back into their experience of it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Will prenatal yoga, or can it, I guess, induce labor?
Not when the baby's not ready.
Okay.
When a baby's ready, the baby comes.
Right.
I know a lot of other tricks that can help induce labor.
Are we going back to the partner thing here?
We're going back to the partner thing. Well, I don't know. There's some self stuff too, you know?
Right.
I do not believe that prenatal yoga can induce labor. I do believe that a vigorous yoga practice could bring a baby on sooner in a late term pregnancy. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
And there are some contraindications that I'm sure we'll get into later.
Okay. Now, I know there are prenatal yoga videos out there. What makes going to a class perhaps a better option than just doing something like a video on your own?
There's a couple things. The first thing would be your instruction, your basic stuff. Like your instruction, you have somebody to share with you for your particular body. Oh, that might not work because of, you know, maybe your hip needs a little bit of this adjustment, or maybe you could lean a little bit that way and get more effective in the pose. But most importantly, the camaraderie, meeting with other women and listening to the fact that, oh, you have gas too? Oh God, I thought it was just me. You know,
or it sounds like an episode of Preggy Pals. We talk about this stuff all the time.
Yeah. You know, the things that some women are not aware of that happen in pregnancy, you know, I mean, these, you know, especially younger girls that haven't had the chance to talk about pregnancy with their girlfriends yet. Maybe their friends haven't had babies yet.
Yeah.
But to have them in there together and the emotional support that they're not alone. They're hormonal and their partner thinks they're crazy and they just want to, like, you know, they want a divorce.
Exactly. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about when you should start taking prenatal yoga classes and what typically happens during each class. We'll be right back.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Okay, welcome back. Today we are talking about prenatal yoga, and our special expert is Jolie Cash. She is the founder of Nature's Whisper Yoga, School of Yoga, right here in San Diego. Okay, so Jolie, let's talk a little bit about the classes, okay? When should women start taking a prenatal yoga class?
My belief is that a woman should start taking a prenatal yoga class as soon as she thinks that she's pregnant, or maybe as soon as she finds out that she's definitely pregnant. It's really important for them to work with some of the accommodations that are made in a prenatal yoga class, because there's certain simple things, like in the very beginning stages of pregnancy, a woman should not do deep abdominal twist. And so in that, there's a lot of twisting that happens in yoga. So if they haven't done exercise before, or rather yoga before, they're perfectly fine to start, at least in my classes, but they most definitely should come in the very beginning and start in a very light, gentle way. And they should let their practitioner know that they are, or rather their yoga teacher, that they have never done yoga before, so that that yoga teacher can share with them ways of backing off.
It's because I know a lot of women think, okay, I'm pregnant now, I need to start exercising. Is there a danger? You know, if you're going to a class, hopefully there's an instructor that, like you said, can kind of guide you through this. But if you're starting with absolutely zero exercise experience, can you go to a prenatal class, and as long as the instructor is guiding you, be safe?
I do believe that you can.
Okay.
And I do believe that it's the responsibility of the yoga instructors to share with them ways of backing off.
Okay.
Because there's certain things that we do in a yoga class that can, there's a lot of things we do in a yoga class that prepare them for birth.
Okay.
You don't, according to practitioners, midwives, and doctors, you don't want to start anything that you haven't done before your pregnancy. Uh-huh. But I think that prenatal yoga is different.
Okay.
Well, I know prenatal yoga is different.
Well, let's talk about a class and what happens within the class. Mm-hmm. Can you benefit from just going to one prenatal class, or is it like a series of classes before you really start to see the benefits?
I think mentally you can benefit from being in one class. Okay. I think physically, absolutely not. I would say one time a week would be the minimum. Three times a week is great. As many times as you can a week would be better. I like the idea of giving the body one day of rest.
Okay.
So I believe the longer you go through your pregnancy, the earlier you start, the more benefit that you're going to see. Okay. For sure, physically in the body, most definitely.
Okay. So walk us through a class. What typically happens?
So what happens in a class, I like to check in with the mommies. Mm-hmm. I like to get them all to kind of connect and see where they are in their pregnancy so they can look over and see who might be in their next mommy group. You know, oh, you're 23 weeks, so am I.
Yeah.
Little bit of, you know, talking and giggling. I always like to get on one little soapbox each class. And so I like to share things that are out of the realm of prenatal yoga. So, for instance, I might talk about placenta encapsulation or something that makes them go, huh? That makes them think about doing a little bit of research for their pregnancy. Okay. And then we'll start by warming the body. We do some side stretches. We do upper body twist. The side stretches are going to create space between the hips and the rib cage, which gives more room for breath, because come birthday, they're going to need more space for breath when it comes time for pushing. Then we'll do a gentle warm-up of the body in a more active way for sun salutations. From the sun salutations, they're very gentle. There's definitely accommodations, no abdominals used. And then from there, we'll move into standing postures. And then standing postures lead us to strengthening the legs, creating stronger arms, opening the neck. And then we'll move to the floor. We do back arches. We do most definitely hip openers. We do a pose called pigeon pose, which is about stabilizing the sacrum and opening the hips, the knees. From there, we'll do a nice restorative posture. We'll lay them onto a bolster, open their hips. We do a lot of hip lubricating postures where we're going to circle the leg around.
Okay.
And then some of the other things we do before we come to the ground are the sound. We work in deep squats, not all the way down into deep squats, but like half squats.
Okay.
And we do these sounds, the sound of om, the sound mm-hmm. of ah, the sound of wow, opening the mouth really wide, getting the hips and the jaw connected physically, just like we connect the perineum and palate through the sound. We connect the body physically through opening the mouth and getting the jaw nice and relaxed, that connects to the hip.
Okay.
We also will do some hip circles, which come from like belly dancing. Belly dancing was actually invented for the pregnant woman. And then the men saw it and like, wow, that's really beautiful. And it became men's entertainment. So we do similar little hip circles that look kind of like belly dancing. And that's also for pelvic stability.
Okay.
And then it kind of varies throughout a class. Like we do different things each time, but mostly there's strengthening, there's breathing, there's relaxing. And then the very end, we do have the Shavasana at all times. We always have a Shavasana that's at least 12 minutes.
What is that?
Shavasana is the final relaxation posture where they lay and do absolutely nothing but breathe feel their baby. And a lot of times mommies sleep.
They're so tired. Do you have to wake them up?
Sometimes I do, but it's a very gentle way of waking them up.
Yeah. Okay, so how long is the class total?
A class is about 1 hour and 15 minutes, at least at our studio.
Okay.
They can run shorter. You can do a shorter version if you would like. Okay. Most definitely, I'd love more time. It would be great to go longer.
Right.
But I think in the confines of what we have in our culture right now, 1 hour and 15 is a really great timing to do that.
Okay. And what should women be looking for in a prenatal yoga class? So they hear this episode, they're like, oh, I'd like to give this a try. How do you separate the good studios from the better studios, let's just say?
I like how you place that, the good from the better.
Right.
Because I think all yoga is good, no matter what. I believe that you want to have a studio who is employing certified, and by certified, I don't mean they have to have any certain certification, but well-trained, well-studied, passionate teachers.
Is there a certification for prenatal yoga as opposed to regular yoga?
There are certifications for prenatal yoga, but there is not really one organization in the United States that that I can really prove to be following up on credentials, which I think is what's so important.
How much do classes typically cost? Can you give us a ballpark?
You know, there's classes that you can get into for $15. Some studios charge extra. They'll charge, you know, an extra $5 if you do a prenatal class because they do consider it to be a specialty class.
Mm-hmm.
Classes at my studio are $17 for drop-in, but you can always get specials by the more you commit in a studio financially, the cheaper your class is going to be.
Right.
So like, for instance, you could do a 10-class card and it'll take your price down to $13.
Right.
You could do a monthly unlimited and you could get your class as low as $8.
Right.
So okay. It's all about the commitment.
One of the things, one of the benefits of taking a class with you is the babysitting feature.
Yes.
And that, I think that's fantastic because I'm assuming a lot of moms that go to your studio already have children. And that's a deterrent for us because, you know, I'm a mom of two. It's very tough for me to get out of the house.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit more about that and your decision to offer, you know, sitting services.
Okay. So a lot of moms were saying, you know, I really want to come to yoga, but I've got this 2-year-old. And it was a real bummer for me because I felt like these women were at home yearning to make a change in their body and their life. And they couldn't because they were a mom. And that just didn't feel very empowering to me. And so here I am, was working at one of the top clubs in San Diego. And I thought, you know, it's so easy for the mom to drop their child and then go to yoga. And the child's in the same space. So when I found the studio space, I thought, you know, how great would it be to have the child in this very next room that they can do yoga? So really, it was about empowering the mom.
Okay, let's talk to the panelists a little bit more. What would you ladies say to a mama who is considering taking prenatal yoga?
I have to say, I think it's just a great way to really enhance that mind-body connection. So, I mean, even if someone's not, you know, physically thinking about exercise and starting something new, I mean, I think it's just a great way of really, I mean, connecting with the baby, connecting with just, you know, your own body and just how it feels and, you know, like others have said, just being comfortable with the whole verbalizations. So even if someone didn't want to commit to, say, going, you know, every week, I think even just trying a few sessions would be a great benefit.
Okay, thank you. And Maritas, any last thoughts?
Well, I think the community at Nature's Whisper is really awesome. It's really great, not just, you know, for the mamas, but for partners too. I've been to class where a dad has come, and it was really sweet for them to practice together. I had C-sections with my babies, and, you know, we're so busy in our lives, whether you're a first-time mom, second-time, third-time mom, and it was time for me to connect with my baby. So whether, you know, I had a C-section or not, it was just a great time to connect with my baby. And I remember Julie had a class one time and asked, you know, how often have you connected with your baby? And I remember, oh my gosh, this is the first time in since my last class I've been here. And so so it's great, you know, for that. But there's so many benefits of it that, you know, we can spend all day here talking about it.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much. And Jolie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies being here in the studio. And baby Aiden, you seem so happy. You're such a talker. Thank you for being part of our conversation, baby Aiden. And Christine, thank you for joining us as well. This conversation continues for members of our Preggy Pals Club. After the show, Jolie will walk us through one of the most popular prenatal yoga poses.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Before we wrap with today's show, here is Jeanette McCulloch with some of the best online pregnancy resources.
Hello, Peggy Pals. I'm Jeanette McCulloch of Birthswell. We at Birthswell believe that you, as a mother, will make the right decisions for your pregnancy and birth when you have access to evidence-based information and a strong support system. That's why I'm here to share with you new media tools to find the information that's right for you. Today, I'm going to talk about a serious topic, but it deserves our attention. Most of us have heard of postpartum depression, but what we are learning is that mothers can be affected with a mood disorder at any time during childbearing and can include not just depression, but also OCD, anxiety, and in very rare cases, psychosis. About 15 to 20% of all mothers and mothers-to-be experience some type of perinatal mood or anxiety disorder. If you or someone you know is struggling beyond the normal ups and downs of pregnancy or time after birth, the website Postpartum Progress is a rock-solid peer-to-peer resource. The site was created by mom Catherine Stone after her own struggles with postpartum OCD. Here you'll find information written in what she calls plain mama English, meaning no medicalese is spoken here. There's a comprehensive list of symptoms, including warning signs for when you need to seek immediate help. You'll also find information on treatment options, including those that are compatible with breastfeeding. Dads and partners, if you are listening, there's a section here just for you, too. Most importantly, when you're reading, you feel like you are hearing from someone who just gets it. Remember, this is a peer-to-peer resource and not a substitute for medical attention. You can find the site at postpartumprogress.com. You can also find Catherine Stone on Twitter. Follow the link from her website. Thanks for listening to today's tools for finding the information that's right for you, and be sure to listen to Preggy Pals for more great pregnancy tips in the future.
That wraps up our show for today. Don't forget, we have a whole team of experts waiting to hear your pregnancy questions. If you have a question, simply call our hotline at 619-866-4775 or email us and we will get your questions answered. Coming up next week, we'll be discussing prenatal testing and genetic counseling. Thanks for listening to Preggy Pals, your pregnancy, your way.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.